meet a delightful woman named Debbie, who was a recent visitor to the Billy Graham Library in Charlotte. She's a strong Christian who came to that wonderful reality in large part by herself because she did not grow up in a family setting that encouraged it.
There was no faith in my family, no church, no God, no prayer. I was in a godless home, and God came and took me.
What a marvelous and indeed life-saving thing that was. And the way it happened is very interesting.
I was watching cartoons one Saturday morning, the only one that was out of bed, and a church ministry bus knocked on my front door. I was probably, young, 8 maybe, and I opened the front door and they asked me if I wanted to come to church the next day, there was a bus coming to pick me up. And I did that and went to church by myself on that bus.
At Debbie's visit to the Billy Graham Library, she found that touring the library brought back some wonderful memories of an event that quite literally changed the course of her life.
My first time at the library, I was saved at a Billy Graham crusade in 1972 here in Charlotte when I was 10. And so the sound of Billy Graham's voice, the power that's in his voice, just took me back to that just hearing his voice again in so many different rooms and the conviction of his message and the strength of his message.
It's a message and a manner that had a huge impact on that 10-year-old, and the thoughts are still vivid.
I have just 2 memories from that are really strong. George Beverly Shea's voice singing and Billy Graham at the end saying, inviting us down and saying he would wait for us no matter how long it took, because I was sitting really high up in the back. So, I mean, just the peace and comfort of knowing that he was going to be there and they were going to be there no matter how long it took me to get down those steps. It was quite a walk, yeah.
Debbie's description of the peace and comfort she felt at the crusade is, in a very real way, a touching reflection of the feelings her relationship with God has brought.
So I really think that God came and took me, and he's truly been my father all these many years and taken care of me and led me through everything.
Debbie's story is a wonderful example of how God will use you, your church, and your efforts to bring others to him. Learn more right here at billygraham.org. Click on Grow Your Faith. I'm Mike McLean.